Hey everyone, and welcome back to Steel Nurse Masculinity. This is your host, Hunter Rivers, here to dive into something we all face at some point in those moments when life throws a curveball, you know, those crises that feel like they're knocking the wind out of you. But listen, guys, it's not about avoiding these tough times, it's about how we navigate them. How do we tap into that inner strength, that unbreakable composure, to come out on the other side stronger than ever? That's what we're tackling today. First things first, let's get real. Crises can hit us from all angles. It could be a personal struggle, a professional setback, or even something bigger like an unexpected loss. Ever felt like the world was spinning around you and you were just trying to hold on? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and your usual coping mechanisms seem useless? Well, we've all been there. But here's the thing, true strength isn't about never experiencing hardship. It's about how we respond to it. So, what can we do to build this inner resilience? Number one, guys, own your emotions. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Anger, sadness, fear, these are all natural human responses. Acknowledging them, even letting yourself feel them fully, is the first step towards processing them and moving forward. Think of it like this. Suppressing your emotions is like trying to hold a balloon underwater, eventually it's going to burst. Number two, cultivate mindfulness. I know, sounds a little hippy-dippy, but hear me out. Being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your surroundings can actually help you manage stress and anxiety. It's like hitting the pause button when things get overwhelming. There are tons of apps and techniques out there to help you get started, find what works for you. Third, remember your values. When crises hit, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Take a step back and remind yourself of your core beliefs, the principles that guide your actions. These values can act like your compass, helping you navigate through difficult decisions and stay true to yourself. Fourth, build a strong support network. We're not meant to go through this alone, guys. Lean on your family, friends, mentors, anyone who has your back and can offer a listening ear or a shoulder to lean on. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide invaluable perspective. Remember, true strength lies in vulnerability and reaching out when you need it most. And finally, number five, never underestimate the power of small steps. When facing a crisis, it's easy to get caught up in the enormity of the situation. But remember, progress isn't always about making giant leaps, sometimes it's about taking those small, consistent steps forward. Celebrate each victory, no matter how small, and keep moving in the right direction. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a guy named Mark. He's recently lost his job after years of dedication to the same company. He feels lost, angry, and unsure what to do next. Mark starts spiraling. He isolates himself, avoids calls from friends, and lets negative thoughts consume him. Sound familiar? This is where things can go south. Now, imagine Mark taking a different approach. He acknowledges his feelings of anger and sadness, but doesn't let them define him. He reaches out to his support network, his wife, his friends, even his old boss for advice. He starts practicing mindfulness techniques to manage his stress. He revisits his values and remembers what truly matters. Family, helping others, and finding fulfillment in his work. Mark takes small steps. He updates his resume, attends networking events, and applies for jobs that align with his passions. See the difference? Both scenarios involve a crisis, but Mark's proactive approach allows him to emerge stronger. He learns from the experience, builds resilience, and ultimately finds a new path that brings him fulfillment. This is about finding your own inner steel, that unbreakable composure that lets you face any challenge head on. It's not about being fearless, it's about facing your fears with courage and grace. Remember, guys, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let crises define you. Use them as opportunities to grow, learn, and emerge stronger than ever before. Now go out there and make me proud. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, building steel nerves, one day at a time. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.